Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 26th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up with Acts chapter 7, verse 35 through chapter 8, verse 3. Psalm 147, and Ezra chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. We are picking up in the middle of Stephen's speech in Acts chapter 7, in verse 35. This is the same Moses, whom they had rejected with the words, "Who made you ruler and judge?" He was sent to be their ruler and deliverer by God himself, through the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He led them out of Egypt and did wonders and miraculous signs in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and for 40 years in the desert. This is the Moses who told the Israelites, "God will send you a prophet like me from your own people." He was in the assembly in the desert with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, and he received living words to pass on to us. But our fathers refused to obey him. Instead, they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. They told Aaron, "Make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who led us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." This was the time they made an idol in the form of a calf. They brought sacrifices to it and held a celebration in honor of what their hands had made. But God turned away and gave them over to the worship of the heavenly bodies. This agrees with what is written in the book of the prophets. "Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the desert, O house of Israel? You have lifted up the shrine of Molech and the star of your god Rephan, the idols you made to worship. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Babylon." Our forefathers had the tabernacle of the testimony with them in the desert. It had been made as God directed Moses, according to the pattern he had seen. Having received the tabernacle, our fathers under Joshua brought it with them when they took the land from the nations God drove out before them. It remained in the land until the time of David, who enjoyed God's favor and asked that he might provide a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built the house for him. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by men. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me?" says the Lord. "Or where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the Righteous One. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was put into effect through angels, but have not obeyed it." When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this, they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul was there giving approval to his death. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison. Okay, in Acts chapter 7 here, I wanted to make a little commentary about Stephen's speech. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is able to go from Abraham all the way to Solomon and remind the people that just like their forefathers who were disobedient to the message of the Holy Spirit, who didn't allow Moses to be their deliverer, and then they misunderstood all the other prophets, they also have misunderstood the righteous one, Jesus Christ. And so when Stephen brings out the big guns and says, "You're stiff-necked and you're just like your fathers and you killed the righteous one," they get mad. In verse 54, it says they even gnashed their teeth. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up into heaven. I can just imagine the scene. They're about to stone him, and he looks off into the distance, and he sees the glory of God and Jesus standing there, confirming the truth that he is Lord. And this gives him the confidence he needs to just stand and to stand strong in his faith. Anyway, the thing that I want to point out is that when Stephen is stoned, he says two things. He says, "Lord, receive my spirit." And then he says, "Lord, do not hold their sins against them." And I think this is so interesting because these words are reminiscent of words that Jesus says from the cross. Luke records in his other book, the Gospel of Luke, that Jesus says from the cross in Luke 23 and verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And then in verse 46 of that same chapter, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And so even in Stephen's death, he is reminding the people of the words of Jesus. Okay, let's move on now to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his commands to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes, and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They did not know his laws. Praise the Lord. And now let's turn over to the book of Ezra. Today we are reading Ezra chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The title in my Bible says, Rebuilding the Altar. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, the people assembled as one man in Jerusalem. Then Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and his fellow priest, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his associates began to build the altar of the God of Israel to sacrifice burnt offerings on it, in accordance with what is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Despite their fear of the peoples around them, they built the altar on its foundation and sacrificed burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the morning and evening sacrifices. Then, in accordance with what is written, they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles with the required number of burnt offerings prescribed for each day. After that, they presented the regular burnt offerings, the new moon sacrifices, and the sacrifices for all the appointed sacred feast of the Lord, as well as those brought as freewill offerings to the Lord. On the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, though the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters, and they gave food and drink and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre, so that they would bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa, as authorized by Cyrus, king of Persia. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, I want to pray for our church and churches all around the globe. I want to pray for unity and also for the churches that are being persecuted as the first church was persecuted, as we read in the book of Acts today. I want to thank the Lord for the many ways that God has used churches to spread the gospel. And so we're just going to form that into a prayer and ask the Lord for his blessing. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that we can call Mountain Brook Baptist home, or if we're not a member of Mountain Brook Baptist, that we have a church that we can call home. Thank you, Lord, for the members there, for the lay leaders, and for those who are on staff who are contending together for the sake of the gospel. Help us, Lord, to have unity and focus on what really matters. Help us, Lord, to be a people who are working to see Jesus' name praised. Lord, we thank you for our brothers and sisters around the world, especially those in the persecuted church who are standing firm in the face of persecution. Would you help them, Lord? Would you give them a sense of your presence? Would you remind them that you are standing at the side of the throne of God, Jesus, and may they have that vision to help them to go forward. Lord, we are convicted by Stephen's words. Help us to be a people who forgive others, even as he forgave those who were stoning him to death. And Lord, as he committed himself to you, help us in this life to commit each day to you, to be dependent upon you, and to walk in step with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would awaken us to your power and to the glory of the Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.